From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and the leaders of Mexico and Canada have agreed to take what he called aggressive coordinated action to restore economic growth across North America. Mr. Obama said he and his counterparts also pledged to work together to combat swine flu and drug trafficking.
Our progress today is a reminder that no nation can meet the challenges of our time on our own. Our common aspirations can only be achieved if we work together. And that's what the nearly half billion people in North America expect from us. So that's what we will do.
The president speaking at the conclusion of a North American summit in Guadalajara, Mexico. A Mexican lawyer who specialized in defending alleged members of drug cartels has been assassinated in the northern Mexican city of Monterrey. James Bleers reports.
Silvia Racanel Villanueva had survived four previous assassination attempts. She was wounded in attacks which happened in 1998 and 2000. In another, in 2001, her Monterrey office was shot up. Police say that this time three assassins cornered her near a market and opened fire with AR-15 assault rifles. She was hit four times. One of the men then walked up and shot her at close range. No one has yet been arrested. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
The U.S. military is putting suspected drug traffickers in Afghanistan with ties to the Taliban on a list of insurgent leaders targeted to be captured or killed. NATO defense officials have said there is a link between Taliban insurgents and the drug trade in Afghanistan. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has fired at least four senior intelligence officials. The move is being described as a purge of those who disagreed with the government crackdown on protesters. Dale Gavlak reports.
Commentator Hassan Younissi, a reformist with close links to the intelligence community, said four deputy intelligence ministers were removed because they didn't support the government's claims of a Velvet Revolution plot. Iran's Islamic rulers have tried to portray widespread unrest since Ahmadinejad's disputed re-election as a foreign-led soft overthrow of the regime. Conservative lawmaker Ahmed Avey also accused Ahmadinejad of settling scores against the officials in order to take control of Iran's most important security body after he fired its chief late last month. Iran's parliament is set to consider an investigation into the dismissals. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
At least 45 people have been killed and more than 200 others injured in a series of bomb attacks in Iraq today. Two truck bombs were detonated almost simultaneously in a village near the northern city of Mosul, leveling an entire neighborhood of buildings. And in Baghdad, nine bomb attacks were reported. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 60 points at 9,309. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off 15 points and the S&P 500 is down 6. This is NPR News from Washington. Divers have temporarily suspended their search for the remaining two bodies of the nine people killed when a helicopter and a small plane collided over the Hudson River in New York over the weekend. The currents in the river are too treacherous at the moment. Once conditions do improve, crews are hoping to retrieve the wreckage of the plane. Debbie Hirschman, who chairs the National Transportation Safety Board, says that wreckage could provide some important clues for investigators.
We'll look at the structural integrity of the aircraft, if we can see any impact marks, location, where they might have had that initial impact. That will be helpful for us to document that.
Hirschman was interviewed on NBC's Today Show. She declined to speculate about the possible cause of the crash. Barnes & Noble is buying Barnes & Noble College Booksellers in an effort to boost sales and earnings at the stores. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Barnes & Noble has been the nation's top bookseller for the last 6 years, but its vast chain of upscale stores faces stiff competition from online retailers in a tough economic climate. To bolster its market position and profitability, the firm announced it will buy Barnes & Noble College Bookstores, Inc., a separate company owned by Barnes & Noble Chairman Leonard Riggio, for $596 million. The two firms were separated in 1986, so Barnes & Noble could raise cash to buy B. Dalton Booksellers. Irene Miller, who chaired a committee appointed by Barnes & Noble's board of directors, said the acquisition will give the combined firm very predictable and growing revenues. Shares of BKS, the firm's trading symbol, jumped after it projected a 30% to 35% rise in earnings. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.